Okay, we're back on the air, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs, the fall session, I guess we'll call it, even though it's officially we're still in the summer, but not really in Radio Entrepreneurs time. Thank you to our friends at MTP Software for hosting us. And our next guest is Kevin Polson, Managing Partner, Alpha Equity Builder, correct?
That's right.
Great. Yeah, nice. Well, what's an Alpha Equity Builder? I guess you are.
Yeah, well, we are basically on a mission to level the playing field for privately held businesses.
By
really helping investors and owners enhance their enterprise value and their liquidity options.
So you're investing in companies and then selling them, is that what you're saying?
Well, we're certainly in there for the long haul. But really, if you think about what we're going after, it's sort of a 200 plus year old condition, right? Where if you're, lucky enough to go into the public markets, you might on average have a multiple on earnings of 15, 16 times.
Right.
When you compare that with the private space, right, it's significantly undermined. You know, you're looking at an average of 3.5 times earnings, maybe 7 or 8 on the high side.
Right.
Now, obviously, strategic buyers can drive valuations higher, even in the private sector. But, that's where we see sort of the arbitrage opportunity. If we can help private businesses really increase the value of their company by up to twofold, there must be an opportunity for, both parties involved.
So do you do that as being a director, or do you get your hands, you roll up your sleeves and get involved with the business?
Well, it's a combination. So one of the things that we've done is we are employing some intellectual property, which is based on a database of approaching 50,000 privately held company transactions now. And what it enabled us to do is to start to look across industry, regardless of what the business does, when they've had an exit, what were the sort of key drivers that impacted their exit value? Were they right in the middle with sort of the average, or, were they an outlier, either positively or negative? And so our system looks across sort of 8 key areas of the company to really essentially give a grade, if you will, on, what the company's anticipated exit value might be, how attractive it will be to, buyers.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but could you list those 8 key metric areas so that our entrepreneurs understand that better?
Yeah, I can give you some flavor for that.
Or at least half of them.
Yeah, sure. So, for example, the ownership team. Mm-hmm. Often it's a founder that started with a vision. They built the business from, scratch, and they're very proud to know their customers by name. Right? And they may know, their daughter's graduation dates, that sort of thing. Well, it turns out that, when it comes time to selling the business, that's actually not looked at as a positive, right? You've got an owner that's in a very critical position in the enterprise. So, after they leave, what happens to all those relationships? So, that's one area. Mm-hmm. Another is, how deep and wide is the competitive moat, right? So, when you look at your product service offering, how are you a commodity-based play, or do you have sort of a significant differentiator compared to your competitors that allow mm-hmm. you to have less margin pressure,
right?
And therefore, with greater margins, you can reinvest in marketing and continue to sort of widen that differentiation. So those are just a couple of the 8 that we look at.
I understand those two, and I think those are valid points, especially the ownership team is always important. Do you have a typical type of company that you've worked with?
Typical
segment?
We're not segment focused. Again, just looking at our IP, what the lens that we're putting to bear, which is different, right, is that sort of horizontal look. Bringing the data together of so many businesses that are across the gamut. But we are focused on lower middle market, so company valuations that range from $3 million to $30
million. We've been speaking with Kevin Polson, Managing Partner, Alpha Equity Builder. Do you get involved with companies just on the M&A, the sell side, or do you have to be involved with the company?
You mean actively?
Like, if someone just wanted you to just represent them to sell them, would you be doing that alone?
Yeah, you can think of us as an outsourced corporate development team. So, you know, we can get involved, and this is kind of important to our model, at any point during the enterprise lifecycle. So you could be a startup company that is forecasted to have a $3 million plus valuation very quickly, or you could be a business that's been in business for 35 years. It doesn't matter to us. We're basically trying to create a farm system of building great companies. So we'll get involved as early on as, you know, we say, look, take your business plan and compare it, right, with our system for this sort of empirical data on what creates attractive enterprises to the marketplace for investors and would-be buyers, and see if, you know, you're checking all the boxes.
Kevin, what's your background?
My background, engineering by training, kind of moved somewhat quickly into the business side of things. I've been sort of a serial entrepreneur since my first business was in high school. Worked for certainly some public companies along the way, dating back to digital equipment I interned with coming out of college. And, you know, that was my first job in engineering. So it's been a mix, but you know, what motivated me to this space is having been an owner-operator many times, many years, I'm very familiar with, you know, sort of the lack of bench, right, of staff, layers of staff to help sort of be thinking about these strategic issues. And so at this point in my career, it's kind of a nice change to, rather than have to be in the thick of the day-to-day, right, to be more on a strategic consultative basis with my clients.
I think my first employee that I hired out of when we opened up my Boston office in 1985 was out of digital equipment. I don't remember 85. His name, and I apologize because he was really a pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a wonderful guy. He came out of, I think he came out of the HR department. He was great.
It was a wonderful company.
Yeah, it was. There's a lot of alumni out there.
There sure is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Kevin, if somebody was looking for you at Alpha Equity Builders or Builder, how would they find you?
Yeah, alphaequitybuilder.com will get you right to us. And, you know, there's a very easy opportunity to sort of engage. So what our system offers is a very quick questionnaire that owners can essentially march through in like 10 or 15 minutes. And it's really been a very effective tool in helping to very quickly sort of extract some of the key data about a business so that we can turn around sort of a high level score. Are they average? Are they above average? And then if they, you know, want to look a little further, we can spend a little bit of time and, you know, go under the hood and, as I say, see if they're firing on all eight cylinders.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today, Kevin.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. Remind everybody again, just one more time, Kevin Poulsen, Managing Partner, Alpha Equity Builder. My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we'll be right back after this short break.